Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's quite the trendy conversation at the moment, because the idea of freedom of expression is one that is very prevalent, and of course no more so than around the discussion with AfriForum, because they have been in the US and they are saying whatever they say, which you can agree with, you can disagree with, you can hate them for it, love them for it. It doesn't really make a difference. The question is, are they entitled to say that? And what has the response been in South Africa? Is that problematic or not? Well, somebody who is positioned to discuss that and to look into the nuances around it is Professor Anton Haber. He is the Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression. Professor Anton Haber, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And if I can just correct you, I'm no longer the executive director. I'm a director, but I've stepped aside from the executive director position.
All right, thank you for that clarification. The issue around this is fascinating, because we know the old adage that I might disagree or hate what you're saying, but I'll fight to the death for you to be able to say it. I've completely mutilated it. But the concept is there. Are we seeing that applied when it comes to AfriForum, for example?
In my view, very much so. Look, I disagree very strongly with them, with some of the disinformation they are sprouting and spreading, but the threat of charging them or investigating them for treason is, I think, a threat and an attempt to silence them. And look, they're entitled to criticize the Expropriation Act. They're entitled to accuse the state of prejudice against themselves or against Afrikaners or against white people, whatever they want to say. I think it's nonsense, but they're entitled to those arguments. And I fear that the investigation of them for treason is an attempt to intimidate and silence, and it reinforces their notion that they're being persecuted. So I think it's strategically foolish and fundamentally wrong. We will certainly protect their right. To, for example, criticize the expropriation bill.
Right. And the point is as well that it becomes dangerous as a precedent. If I'm on air, or if I write an article criticizing government for the same, you know, in the same breath or stroke of a pen, I can be called treasonous because this show is listened to overseas, and therefore am I trying to encourage people around the world to, I don't know, be against South Africa? It's absurd.
Well, you're perfectly entitled to campaign around the world for your cause. That's fine. You know, treason was an idea much abused under apartheid. But it means, I think it means plotting or encouraging people to overthrow the state, and certainly that happened under apartheid. But to suggest that by what they're saying they're doing that, I think is just absurd, and the idea should be dismissed immediately to show that we're an open democratic society, and they are protected and enjoy the same freedoms as everyone.
It's interesting that the ANC hasn't said it, that they've said everything but that. They've kind of said that, well, you know, we didn't bring these charges, they were brought by others, but they'll obviously have to be investigated, or whatever the words are that they used. They could really have put the whole thing to bed by saying exactly that, that we believe there's disinformation, it's outrageous what they're saying, we vehemently reject everything, but they're entitled to say whatever they want to say, surely.
Exactly. Yes, technically a charge is laid, the police must look into it, and the prosecuting authority must look into it, but it would be extremely helpful if the government made it absolutely clear that they think there's no treason, because it would really show up their claim.
Absolutely.
That they are being persecuted.
Does it work?
I mean, it's full of irony.
Of course.
Afrikaners are probably the best off demographic in the country.
Right.
And here is a group that constantly says they're persecuted. So it's quite irritating that they do that, but irritation doesn't make it treasonous.
Right. So does it worry you in terms of freedom of expression and the notion that is so valued in our Constitution? Does it worry you that the ANC haven't put the matter to bed?
I think it's foolish of them, and we've certainly issued a statement encouraging the authorities to drop this nonsense. But, you know, I think we live in a pretty open society.
Yes.
And I don't think they have real fears of being arrested tomorrow for their views. Certainly, people are upset and angry with them, but that's part of the political process.
Right. And the ANC not doing themselves any favors. As you said, they're actually only reinforcing this
exactly.
notion, which they really shouldn't have. How do you feel we are doing in terms of understanding or just noting the line between freedom of expression and hate speech? We were talking a little bit earlier, just before you came on, about a guy by the name of Nota, who made some really outrageous and offensive comments. It is being dealt with legally. That was a clear line. Are we managing that successfully?
No, look, we're a young and new society with difficult racial tensions and a difficult racial history. So the issue over particularly race-based hate speech and freedom of speech is a difficult gray area that we're still navigating. The courts have put some clarification on what is hate speech and not. But, you know, it is the most contested area of free speech. So we accept that this is something that should be played out in the political process and in the courts to clarify. And we as an organization, we want to ensure that the definition of hate speech is as narrow as possible so that it doesn't get abused to silence critics and dissidents. But as soon as there is the threat of harm, the threat of violence, as soon as it transgresses the law, then it's no longer protected speech, and the authorities need to deal with it, because we do live in a racially complex society, and we do have to ensure that words are not used to cause harm, to threaten violence, and to denigrate people in a way that sets them up for persecution.
Professor Anton Harbour, thank you as always. That is where we leave it. He is a director of the Campaign for Free Expression. It is 6:56. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, please. 061-895-1019. Do you think that we are getting that balance right? And should there be some tolerance around the fact that we might not be because of the racially charged nature of the country?